Dr. Pinsky, dictating a mail I am in. Hector Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. As you know, previously evaluated, Mr. Jimenez has described in my report of 125-16. But he's now a 48-year-old male who again reports injuring himself at work on 7-26-11. Peter was carrying a 5-gallon container of water up a flight of stairs, but as a result, he believes he injured his lower lumbar spine and legs. Peter had further evaluation and treatment with surgeries done in 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2022. The last procedure was done by Dr. Meager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R. Period, he continues to receive pain management from Dr. Pulser. Period, he recently got shoulder injections through his primary care physician with some improvement. Period, the rest of that section is normal. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, he received an order approving settlement on 3/28/18 for 65% permanent partial total for residuals of acute lumbar strain and sprain with extruded disc at L4-5 and herniated discs at L5-S1, comma, bulging disc at L3-4, comma, status post multiple surgeries with post-surgical residuals. Period. He provided testimony in conjunction with that order. Period. On 11-8-21, he reopened his claim with answers to reopen her interrogatories. He admitted that since that order, he had been receiving pain management from Dr. Pulser. Period, he had not worked since leaving his job at Cetylite, C-E-T-Y-L-I-T-E Industries. Period. He denied any new accidents or injuries to his lower back, but did complain of increased pain in his lower back. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show Mr. Jimenez was seen by Dr. Pulser on 4/4/18. Period. He was utilizing medications such as Lyrica, comma, Percocet, comma, and Xanaflex. Pretty also was taking metformin and bupropion for a smoking deterrent. Period. He administered pain management treatment including analgesics and urine drug tests over the next few years. Period, this ran through to 8/23. Period. Mr. Jimenez was still taking Lyrica and Percocet. Period. He reported getting somewhat forgetful and that it may be related to his medications. Period, Dr. Pulser agreed with that possibility. Period, they decided to cut back the Lyrica and see how he did. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Meager on 3/6/20. Period. At that juncture, he was attempting interventional pain management once a month from 2013 to the present with Dr. Pulser. Period, this included multiple epidural steroid injections into the lumbar spine. Period, he also had tried massage therapy and home exercises. Period. Dr. Meager diagnosed him with lumbago with sciatica and chronic pain. Period. He also related chronic left groin and testicular pain. Period, Dr. Meager stated it can be referred pain from discogenic disease at the L5-S1 level. Period, the workup for a potential hernia or scrotal abnormality is appropriate, but should be considered unrelated to his work injury. Period, his more recent sexual dysfunction is also unrelated to the work injury. Period, he recommended no additional treatment beyond that which he was getting from Dr. Poulsen. Period. And follow up on 7/23/21. Mr. Jimenez noted getting another caudal injection from Dr. Poulsen on 1/26/21. That was not helpful. Pretty was provided a medical dose pack that was helpful. Pretty had physical therapy over the last 3 months. For which he was still awaiting approval. Period. Dr. Mager referred him for laboratory studies and a new MRI. Period. In a paragraph, he did undergo another MRI on 3/16/22 that states it was compared to an MRI of 3/22/12. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mager to review these results. Period. They then discussed potential surgical options. Period. In paragraph on 9/20/22, Dr. Mager performed minimally invasive L3-4 laminotomy through a left-sided approach. For the postoperative diagnosis was severe L3-4 stenosis. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 9/30/22. Period. He was referred for physical therapy and placed in a soft brace. Period. He was slowly improving after the surgery. Period. Dr. Mager followed to monitor his progress through 12/2/22. Period. Although he improved with the L3-4 decompression, he had regressed. Pretty expressed some discontent because he was told by Dr. Poulsen that attempts would be made to lower his Percocet dose. Pretty has not shown notable improvement since surgery, and physical therapy was not helpful. Pretty, from a neurosurgical perspective, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement, and no additional neurosurgical treatment was indicated. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper left shoulder motion was decreased with 100 degrees of abduction, 85 degrees of flexion, and 60 degrees of internal rotation. Pit motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Pit provocative maneuvers at the left shoulder could not be conducted. Pit extremities lower. Normal spine, cervical, normal thoracic. He was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Pit limbus sacral. There were two longitudinal scars in the midline, measuring 3 1/4 inches in length. Period. There was an oblique scar overlying the right sacroiliac area. Period. He also had a faint transverse lower abdominal scar. Period. He walked with a limp on the right, stating he was currently experiencing spasm. Period. He did not walk on his heels or toes. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees and extended to 10 degrees. Period. Bilateral side bend was to 20 degrees, but bilateral rotation was full to 45 degrees. Period. He was tender at the right sacroiliac notch, but not the left. The rest of the tender areas are normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Hector Jimenez injured his lower back at work on 7/26/11, as will be inserted from my marked prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. To that end, he came under the pain management care of Dr. Poulsen. Period. He eventually was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mager. Period. A new lumbar MRI was done on 3/16/22 to be inserted here. Paired surgery was done on 9/20/22 to be inserted here. Paired, he had some physical therapy post-operatively, but concluded his care with Dr. Mazur on 12/2/22. Paired, in paragraph B, current examination, Mr. Jimenez found there was variable but decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. Seated straight leg raise maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. I will add 1% permanent partial total disability to my previous estimate. And will be inserted from the prior report also. And